Thanks for clicking on this podcast. I'm here to tell you about Maxwell Plumbing. They're the best plumbing shop in the valley. Anything and everything you need, please go to them. They're really, really the best. MaxwellPlumbingServices.com. They also have their phone number on there, and everything's in the description. Enjoy the video.
Well, looks like we're having to cut that. Yep.
There goes our cold open. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome
What's
back.
What's up, guys?
All right, get out. You're done.
The producer thinks he's ballsy because he's sitting in the gray chair.
He thinks he's that guy.
He hasn't shown up in 3 fucking months.
Yeah. No, it's been 3 weeks.
No, it's been three months.
It has not been 3 months.
We
no.
can back
we started this 3 months ago.
We can
no, we did not.
No, we've been at this for a year.
No, it has not been a full
year. Yeah, we filmed the first episode in March last year.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. It's been a while.
It's been a while, crocodile.
Well, today we were supposed to have Brayden.
Like, when I asked you and Brayden to do episode 2, that was the season opener last year.
That was the season opener?
Yeah.
Wow.
The opener of the season, as some may say. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back and we're better than ever. Welcome to the new year.
Something's never changed.
Yeah, we're currently in the midst of figuring out our 2025 refresh. You're going to be seeing new ad reads. You're going to be seeing other new bits. And Hayden and I are going to start doing skits, remember?
Oh, remember fuck, the skits? I forgot about that.
We're going to start doing comedy skits.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's going to be great. We're going to bring in some characters that you've seen before, like Derek, Brandon.
Evan,
for
I think
sure.
It's the first
Mason.
Time my actual
Mason.
Name
Mason's going to be jumping
you
in.
You haven't seen Mason, but you'll see him.
You'll see. They have seen Mason on the live show, if they watched the live show. If you haven't watched the live show, you're kind of weird.
Yeah.
We're just singing now?
I don't know.
It's going to be one of those episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome Brandon, the producer, to the podcast in the gray chair today. What's up?
I'm just happy to have a back to my chair for once.
Yeah,
I make him sit comfy on a stool. For
bro, the stool sucks. Like,
we're actually downgrading you to that bucket.
Episode? Honestly, the bucket might be an upgrade.
Derek says the bucket's better.
Is it the bucket better?
We did test this earlier. Yeah, I think the bucket's going to be better.
Might be.
Here's the thing. The stool's good for like 30 minutes, and then we cross that 30, 40, 45 minute mark, and my back is just like, fuck you.
That's hilarious when we make you sit there for 3 hours then.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But anyway, we're here.
We are just
we're
here.
We're her. In the
we're here,
year.
And we're queer.
Silly guys.
He loves silly dudes, man. You can't deny it. In 2025.
This is why I don't talk.
In 2025,
in podcast, because I just say shit that comes to mind.
And it's always gay. It's always gay. Every time you say something on your mind, it's gay.
Situations.
They're turning the frogs gay. Let me tell you. Let me tell you about these frogs.
I'm going to go get a Cybertruck.
Are you?
Yeah, blow it up.
Blow it up. I say we blow it up right there.
Out front
right,
of
here? No. Right behind this SNR hoodie. Totally not sponsored. Totally sponsored.
Shout out SNR.
Don't buy their magazines. 100% do. Please do. Guys, they run out very quickly.
Guys, shout out SNR. Shout out Sense Cubes. Shout out Derek Light Car. Shout out the motherfucking plug. Shout out Uncultured. Shout out Coors Light.
Not alcohol.
Can you shut the fuck up?
Shout out Glock. Shout out Crown Royale. Apple. Let's go, boys.
That alone is a fun story. How this ended up here is a great story.
Dude, Adam's cool, isn't he?
Adam's a great guy. Yeah. I really like him. Yeah, he's cool.
Cool dude.
Who the fuck is Adam?
That guy?
Oh, your buddy that stopped by. Yeah, how did this get here? I don't know.
He brought it.
He brought it?
Yeah, so he like loaded up all his...
So Adam's an alcoholic or what?
No.
Okay.
No, he loaded up all his welding stuff because he dropped it off here in his car. And then he walked out of his house and his wife saw him holding crown shooters and like a fucking ginger ale.
Nice.
And she was like, I'm not even going to ask.
Nice.
Just the expectancy of an awful day welding.
Yeah. Then when he walked out of here, he's like, I'm only going to leave one because I need one.
Yeah.
And then left.
He only grabbed it though because I brought up that the Alkalo is still here because of how awful it is.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then they tried
Adam was like, yo, what? How bad can it be? And Hayden describes it perfectly. Cracks one open, and Adam goes, oh, God.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's just flat cream soda.
And then he brought these out to help refresh.
And we didn't open them.
No.
It's not too late. No, I mean... We all drove here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm not even in my car.
Yeah.
No matter what car I drive.
Yeah.
Sure.
Imagine you do crash the Derek Mobile, though.
Which one? Because I have the keys to the separate one that I drove earlier.
He does have four Derek Mobiles currently.
What? Three, four of them are here.
Four of them are here.
Oh, shit. Wow. Two of them are inside, and two of them don't run.
I mean, I guess all four of mine are here, but that just happens anytime I show
up. Oh, that's because you have three of them inside, one of which is torn apart behind me.
Yeah.
I love this thing. One of which
is a frame.
Still doesn't have an engine.
No, it has an engine. It's just not in it. It actually has two engines. There's just not in
it. So you have two things with engines that aren't in them.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
That one's turned off.
It's turned off, yeah.
But it's turned
off. You just got to be the...
Yeah.
You got to be the... What is
so,
that?
So, okay. You can touch the board. Number four,
every time we say
master,
something, Derek's
just
like,
crank
yeah.
it. All the way
hey.
To the right.
Money.
Gang. Some stupid shit.
Hello, I am speaking from behind the camera.
There we
go. He do be
speaking
from
Derek
behind
the
camera.
My name's Derek, and I
camera.
Like cars.
His name is Derek, and he does like Subarus.
Only Subarus. It seems.
I was told earlier that I'm going to have to be rebranded
into a Honda kit.
No.
Yeah. I don't
see,
want that.
See, I had a better branding.
What was your branding?
He's going to become a Toyota guy because that's what he truly is at heart, and he just doesn't talk about it ever.
This is true.
Oh.
Really?
He loves Lexus.
I talk about it a lot. I love Lexus.
Yeah.
Like
fair.
He's going to he's a Toyota guy.
Well, anyway.
Maybe that's why he actually bought the BRZ. He knew he couldn't deviate
it's
from Subaru.
There.
But he really wanted the Toyota.
I'm halfway in there. I don't think it's like an FR.
I thought we were going. I thought he was going to Bon Jovi.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Copyright. Oh, all right. So, all
right. Yeah, that was awful.
What have you been up to, Brandon? How's
dude,
life been?
Not showing
awful.
Up. That's what he's been up to.
It's been awful. Sorry. So I got forcefully removed from Axio.
Yes.
With a piece of paper.
that's how that works.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So. I was told it was my last day. I was happy about it because the place fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Love the people there, but working there was just awful.
Shout out Mike if you listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Mike Pecco, the real one.
He does have the link.
Mike Pecco, a real one. But after that, I spent like a week like trying to get a decent-ish job.
Every time I called you.
And then.
Every time I called you for that week. You were always like, well, I'm about to go look for a job.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny because, like, most people just go home and, like, apply on Indeed or
well,
whatever.
Here's the thing. I did.
You were
I was
you
applying
were on the
for
ground.
Jobs. I was applying for jobs online. I was going to Indeed, their sites, and then I would be going into places. Because at the end of the day, if a manager sees someone and puts a face to a name,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
it helps a little.
Today's day and age, if you walk in, you're better off than most people.
Yeah. Yeah. And and here's the thing. I don't have, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Any real education.
Yeah.
So I'm not applying for any real job, so I have to stand out.
Do you even have your diploma?
So you
no.
tell me. You tell
no,
me
I'm
if
working
I
on my GED right now, though.
BMAC went to the School of Hard Knocks.
The School of Cancer.
Yeah.
Nah, your that boy also. Your boy went to Mountain State's Tumor Institute for 8 years of my life instead of going to school for 12. Don't recommend it. Go get a diploma and then go to college.
So are you telling me if I walk into the
don't
airport
go to college.
And demand that they make me a... TSA agent or whatever.
No, you that, don't demand work. It. You just if you go in, you have a better oh, chance of getting the job.
Ask if they're hiring. If they are, ask your manager just to meet them. Right.
It's also I'm pretty talk sure it's things. Like stupid easy to become a TSA agent. Pretty
I've sure. heard it. It really is. Sure. And I'm thinking about it. Funny enough, because here's the thing. Eventually,
Big Mac sees me. He's like, don't even fucking take your clothes off. You're good. Let's me walk through security with a Glock.
If it was you, he would be like, take your clothes off.
All of them, yeah, right here. We're not going to the back room right now.
Underwear too.
Yeah, all the way. So
just here
eventually,
the airport. He's got a Glock in his ass.
Just scream. Not even radio it in quietly or anything. Just scream it.
He's got a Glock in his ass. Everybody get down. He's gonna start shitting bullets.
So I tried that for a bit. In terms of like looking for jobs that have like almost decent pay.
Yeah.
And I was just running out of time because I needed, one, bike payment because I was an idiot and financed a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Two, I needed to get Christmas done.
Yeah.
I was running out of time to get everyone presents for Christmas. And my family goes all out. We all love to spoil each other. Kind
of gotcha.
So I was like, all right, I've got nothing. I've got a payment coming up. I've got a credit card that's too high for not having any sort of income. And Christmas is 3 weeks away. I just got to get a job. So I walked in the mall, grabbed two jobs that would just hire me on the spot pretty much. And got my buy on $10 an hour. And now I can look for other shit.
Yeah, fair enough. What have you been up to?
I also got a new job.
Yeah. Ooh, tell me more.
I am the milkman.
Throwback to downtown with the Hershey bottle.
Dad?
Dad? No. I build, I think I already talked about this, but I build basically like machine manufacturing equipment.
Ooh.
Or like loaders and stuff like that. And a lot of it goes to dairy for plants, the cows. Which is why I say I'm the milkman.
He do it for the cows, for the 1-1-1, for the team.
Pretty much. But it was a healthy raise, to say the least.
Yeah,
I bet. I bet your raise was about as much as I would make this year.
He balling out.
At this rate.
He went from looking at 335 Ds to C6Z06. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. Yeah. No big deal.
Not going to buy either, but yeah.
Finish the E46 first, please.
My 1 week check at my new job matched the pay of my 2 week check at my old job.
Ooh, and your 2 week check was bigger than my 2 week check by a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Damn.
How does it pay to go to school?
It does pay to go to school. Don't drop out of high school. No, don't do that.
If you don't drop out of high school, you're bad.
Here's the thing. If you have a real plan, sure. If you can go into a trade like that and actually have some level of experience prior, sure, you can do that. Otherwise, why the fuck are you dropping out of high school?
I think that the best career that kids can get into these days is the casino. I think we need to get more young boys in the casino.
I think you spelled OnlyFans wrong.
You want young boys and OnlyFans?
Ayo, pause.
Whoa, Derek, whoa.
Derek, come on, bro.
Derek canceled.
Derek likes silly
dudes. Everyone canceled Derek.
Derek likes
shit. Derek likes silly kids.
No, seriously, though.
For the reference, I like Subarus, not boys.
All you have to do...
We got to get same thing.
Simple.
We got to get more boys in the casino. Shut the fuck up. You don't understand. We got to get him in the casino.
I am talking.
We got to get him putting it on red, putting it on black. Oh, my gosh.
Microphone privileges right. have been so, removed.
Listen.
Well, Peyton, say words before he puts
it. I'm laughing. Listen. You simply make a website.
I'm back, bitch.
Shut the fuck up. Sorry, I'm just speaking for the comment section.
Nobody cares.
Simply, you make a website. Yeah. Where you take one person that can post feet pics, right? The other person sells them. Simple, right? But the people that post them have to pay to post them. Pyramid scheme.
Pyramid scheme,
I
feet
think you
finder.
You just became a pimp, is actually what just happened.
Pyramid I looked it up. That finder. Is, in fact, what just happened.
Yeah, you became a pimp. Just
is
now.
It just an online pimp?
Yeah, that exists.
E-pimp.
E-pimp?
Like I rent you
pimp
out.
Pimp of e-girls.
I rent you out online.
Ladies and gentlemen, I found my new career.
You can't be a pimp when I'm already renting you out.
You're not renting me out.
Pyramid pimping.
Sleep heavy, brother.
Pyramid
I'm aware
pimping.
I sleep heavy.
Yeah.
You smell different when you're awake.
Yeah.
What?
It's true. It's a different aroma.
All right. Wow.
What's up, guys? I'm sorry to stop the podcast, but I got to talk about Maxwell Plumbing for a second. These guys are the best plumbing company in the Valley. I should know. I work there, and we do a pretty damn good job. So if you have any plumbing issues or you just need consulting, you need advice, call Maxwell Plumbing. Go to the website, maxwellplumbingservices.com, and we'll hook you up, man. We'll help you out, and we'll tell you everything you need to know. Peace. What are the boys looking forward to in 2025? Any new year? Let's get resolutions. Brennan, what's your New Year's resolutions?
I don't know that I have I have goals. I don't know that I have resolutions.
That's the same. What are your goals?
I mean, like, yes and no. Because resolutions, in my opinion, are things that, like, all right,
change.
I'm going
to
change this today. Right?
Okay.
I just have a goal. Like, I want to make at least $1,000 in just photography this year, and I want to spend none of it. I want to be able to do that, which isn't a huge goal, but I think that lines me up for at 10 shoots this year for most part.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad.
No.
Trying to think. I'd like to not be making $10 an hour.
Yeah.
That would be nice. I'd also not like to hate my job where I'm making more than $10 an hour.
Yeah.
So that's a trade-off that needs to
even
itself out. Other than that, I'm just kind of here, man. I'd like to get on my feet. I'd like to get into an apartment of some sort with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm kind of just vibing. You know, I'm looking to grow, just kind of generally, not in any, you know, one direction. Yeah.
Well, you're still young. You got time.
Yeah, you're old as shit.
All right.
Okay. Derek in the corner.
Me sweating nervous.
Me talking to the second youngest one here.
Yeah. I'm turning an age this year that's kind of scary.
Yeah. What is what's some of your resolutions / goals?
I don't have one.
There's nothing you want to change?
No, I'm perfect.
He's just going to be built different all year.
Do you have any goals?
Do I have goals?
Yeah.
Work.
What, is finish the E46 not on this list for this year? Is that's that a 26?
No, not that's work.
It's not work.
It is work.
No, this is pleasure.
Just because you can weld for work doesn't mean that welding at home is your job.
Yeah, it is.
It's pleasure.
That's hobby welding.
I'm going to set a goal for Hayden that the E46 drives this year.
Oh, it will.
December 31st, 12:31 p.m.
12:31.
He's going to roll it out of the shop at 5 miles per hour and roll it back in.
I can it'll do that start, right now.
It won't go out of first,
actually,
but it'll
I can't
start
do that right now.
And he can ride the clutch out, then kill it, hold the clutch in, and have someone push it back in.
Yeah.
It'll run.
That is drive.
Yep.
No, it'll drive.
You really, like, I know you're trying to be funny, but you really don't have any goals.
No.
Any aspirations? LIVIN,
brother.
What would you like to see for the podcast this year?
I would like to see not red.
Not red?
Because we're in the red.
Oh.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, with like budget-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to at least break
the
even.
The funny thing is that's not going to happen because we're actively planning trips that cost money.
Exactly.
That's not
so gonna it's going to be a red year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very
Here's
red
the thing.
Year.
I mean, if you can... We have the equipment, right? What?
Yeah.
We have a couple of sponsors.
That's because we're planning trips.
Right.
Trips you're not coming on.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to be held accountable for that.
You're going to be held accountable for that.
No, it's okay. We already have a new cameraman.
That's fine.
Yeah, we hired a new guy.
Who?
You're out the door, brother.
No, you don't get to know that information. Okay. It's need to know.
It's need to know basis.
It's not Derek.
Only.
It's not Derek, unfortunately. Because Derek,
a lot of it's not car related, so I don't think Derek would be interested.
Honestly, I wouldn't be interested.
Mostly because it's all skinwalkers, and I'm scared very easily.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just knew that Hayden couldn't hold the camera after editing Derek's videos because the camera's pointed at the ground half the time.
Yeah, Hayden's just a silly dude.
Yeah. I'm just.
All right.
He confesses.
Yeah,
silly dude.
Cool.
I am a silly dude.
Yeah.
I just don't like silly dudes.
You do.
What are your goals and aspirations for this?
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody was going to ask me.
No,
see,
I wasn't planning on it.
To like kind of fizzle, but like at the same time, I didn't really know if I was. But yeah,
no, I didn't get to finish what I was going to say.
Oh, okay, I thought you didn't have any goals. Though.
No, I don't. The reason I don't do resolutions. The only thing I like go off of is that I'm better than I was the day before.
Shut the fuck up.
Hayden being like a grown
Hayden's
man,
trying to
being
be
like,
deep
yeah,
shit.
I want to be a better person.
All that matters
day.
Is I'm
We're
better
fucking
than the day
silly
before.
Dudes here, Hayden. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm aware. Just
no, that's real though.
That's what
like
I do.
Is he more mature than he lets any of us believe?
Oh, I'm aware.
He's very mature. Yeah.
I look up to this man.
I wish I could. Make
I
that
physically
much money
have
doing.
To look up at this man.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
Stuff.
All right.
Did you mean redhead and short?
Disabled twice. That sucks.
Says the guy that's been disabled 4 times. That's tough.
Anyway,
I had
Riley,
cancer twice, and I think that's
dude. No
rough.
One fucking asked. Anyway, Riley, what are your New Year's resolutions?
I think we should start now. I think that the first 19 minutes have been like doing nothing. Nothing of substance has happened. No, I mean, some episodes were like get deep into things that matter.
The only episode that I think started that quickly is your dad's, in terms of like actually getting deep.
Yeah.
I feel like we've gotten some good
that quickly? No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because usually you don't know the person very well.
Yeah, it's true. What are my goals and aspirations?
Yeah.
I want to simply be better than I was yesterday. No,
damn
I'm
it.
Kidding.
God
I'm
fucking damn it.
I'm joking. No, I only have three main goals. My main goal
is to blow up.
And then act like I don't know nobody. Nobody.
All right. It's my soul to be here. And you ask why I don't show up more.
We're going to clip the part where you said my main goal is to blow up and then just put it over a Subaru.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were going to go with Tesla Cybertruck with that one.
Yo.
Well, there's that too.
That's the
second, second tower.
That's the second time he's made that joke today. Like he's.
I think you have to get into what's going on with those things.
Let's say the
F-150. With that and the F-150.
Are we talking about the Whistling Diesel?
No. Talking about the F-150 that crashed in Atlanta.
Oh, you're talking about the terrorist attacks that have been
or New Orleans. Sorry.
Yeah, New Orleans was that, but then the Cybertruck in Vegas that wasn't.
It was. It was one dude. It was. So was New Orleans. So was New Orleans.
But he didn't suicide.
But he did. Derek, you apparently are not very in the know about what's going on.
He definitely had a gunshot wound. And, yeah.
This is actually...
And they think that they put their dead body in the truck and self-drove it.
Oh, I forgot I was on the Conspiracy Theorist podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll butt out.
The problem is it's not a conspiracy theory. And there's actually some really scary things going on in this country that even I don't really want to get into on this podcast because we're having fun.
Yeah.
But... We've had four terrorist attacks, and it's only the fourth of the year.
Yeah.
And they've all been, they're all identified as terrorist attacks by the U.S. government, even though the news is trying to say that half of them aren't. Bunch of bullshit. U.S. government has identified all of them as terrorist attacks. They have all come from the same bank accounts, same money lines, blah, 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 blah. We're not going to get too crazy into it, but. But shout out to the Tesla Cybertruck for not making a bomb get three times as big as it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Thanks, Elon.
Shout out to the F-150 Lightning for just not being able to detonate a bomb, I guess.
Yeah. Ford can't even make
didn't
a truck.
Just run people heavy over and quiet. Was
shout out to the person in Payette who called him a suspicious character and alerted the police of a bomb strapped to a train car in Payette, Idaho.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Anybody hear about that?
I did.
Yeah.
Did I send you that video?
That was on the first of the year. That was a attempted terrorist attack. It was a very high level bomb strapped to the bottom of a train car that was heading into Boise.
Yep.
But luckily an eagle eyed person in Payette saw a suspicious man on the train, called the police. They found it. And if anybody was out driving on the first, you would have been like, what the fuck's going on? Because there was a cop on every single corner of every street in the entire city.
Yeah.
Literally Hayden and I saw combined over 30 or 40 cops within a 20-minute drive on the first.
Yep.
What?
They had the city on lockdown because of that. So yeah, no, it's a lot realer than you guys think, and it's very fucking scary. But anyway, moving on.
Hopefully, I get hit with one of those.
My goals and aspirations are one. I have four. The first one is to make it through 2025 without being blown the fuck up.
Yep. You just added that one.
I did just add that one.
You should not be a Cybertruck then.
The second one, they're not going to use.
Shelf identify as a Cybertruck.
It actually might be the safest vehicle right now because they're not going to use those anymore because it failed.
Sure, they will.
It failed. They won't use it anymore.
Just figure it another
They'll
way.
Just put
to
it on
use
the
it.
Roof.
Yeah.
Now my first goal is to this one's like more of a deeper one, but obviously continue to thrive in my relationship. You know, just continue to thrive in my relationship. That one's pretty simple. I can go into detail, but that's kind of what it is. My second goal is, like, I have a number in my head of where I want the podcast to be by the end of the year. I'm not going to disclose that number. I have written it down just in case. Like
concurrent views or?
And just.
Monetarily.
Not monetarily. I don't plan on making money off this thing for like 3 years because that's how it goes when you're growing.
Yeah.
But no, just in terms of like active listeners. It's kind of a rough number because that goes up and down depending on who you have on. But I have a number in my head that I'd like to reach and accomplish for the podcast. So keep growing the podcast, keep upping the quality. And then I guess my final goal is just to go hard in the paint this year and save up some money and buy a cool car. Preferably,
I thought you wanted to become a ninja.
Preferably one that's running. A ninja?
Yeah.
When did I want to become a ninja?
You literally asked me if you'd want to become a ninja.
Oh, that's like a bonus thing. That's like a bonus goal. Is Hayden's going to teach me his ways of
extra
martial
credit?
Yeah, he's going to teach me his ways of martial art. Our good friend Brennan.
Single art.
Our good friend Brennan is going to teach me some of the things he learned while in a certain Navy school of the SEAL orientation.
There we go.
And yeah, so I guess my main goals are, you know, thrive in my relationship, make money, grow the podcast, and become a weapon.
Yeah.
If I don't get blown up.
If. Big if.
Very strong if.
But also my main goal was to blow up, so.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to reset this camera.
This one doesn't need to.
Just keep going.
That's the cool part about when I actually show up.
Continuous
it
recording.
Makes things a lot easier.
I have a Sony now, which does that.
True.
I just don't have a lens.
That's also true.
Yeah. Instead, I bought snowboard bindings.
I don't blame you. Step-in bindings are so nice.
I do.
Maybe you could buy the lens.
All right, I will. I'll order it right now.
With what money?
Prove it.
Dude, I have money.
Do it.
What's this misconception? Every time we get on the podcast, there's this conception that I don't have money.
It's because it's funny.
No.
That's the real reason I'm getting fired.
Because I don't have money.
Because you don't have money to pay me.
It's not the real reason. It's just because this year I have a really hard time just paying for shit that has no value in my opinion.
So that's a new goal, is not spending unnecessary money.
Yeah.
I took that as, I guess Brandon's not of value.
No.
That's exactly how I took that also.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Brandon, you matter.
So, Brandon, you're out.
Someone cares about me.
I'm glad Brandon left
his
beer
over here.
Honestly, go ahead.
I'm just like, my thing is like, I want to, obviously I want the podcast to be a thing. Like, I feel like Hayden and I agree we want to continue to hire our homies so that we're like paying the homies to like come up with us.
Yeah. Spread the wealth.
But like, I think that my thing in 2025 is like, we got to make sure we're pulling weight. Like we're all actively trying to grow the podcast. And so it's like, that's what I've been trying to figure out a lot is like, what roles can we get into? What things can we get into? What things can we be doing? Where can we be expanding? Like, I think we need to hit Facebook this year. Like
a good idea.
The clips that are the clips, Facebook Reels is or whatever they call it, video.
You're just thinking a lot of like fully fledged adults listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
that's where a lot of like the podcast views come from is by people above the age of 30, and a lot of those people have and use Facebook, Facebook.
Like the flat tire clip would go crazy with the boomers on Facebook.
100%
crazy with the boomers.
A lot of it. So there's a function where you can post.
You can cross
on Facebook when you
and I thought I had that set up already.
We don't have a Facebook.
Well, no, it doesn't. It just posts on Facebook, and when you click on the profile, it links you to Instagram.
Yeah,
so it gets those reels on Facebook, but we don't need a Facebook profile. I think we should have a Facebook profile.
Probably.
I think we should too.
So,
yeah,
but
yeah, no, I just wanna do cool shit this year. I got to get the food spending down. That's the last crutch that I have.
Yeah.
I've eliminated all the things that like I'm not actively using that I was just like throwing money at, except for CS2. Fuck.
Please don't tell me it's gotten worse.
Session with skins, and it's a problem.
Let me tell you, brother.
Who's the better player, though?
Me.
I'm not good at the game. I just like cool shit.
I was going to say, I've been playing the game since like 2014.
He has 1,300 hours, to be fair. 1,363 to be exact.
I still love the day where I dropped off the cord. You were mid-game.
Yeah, I was literally mid-game. I opened the door, grabbed the cord, and shut the door and went back to the game. And I texted him, sorry, mid-game.
You didn't say anything beforehand?
No.
No, that was the whole thing. He opened the door. I handed it to him. He went, shut the door, and we both walked. And that was it.
Yeah.
And then
you didn't even text me back either.
No.
I just said sorry in a game.
I ended up going to a friend's house. But Riley ends up texting me. He's like, "Yo, I didn't even know you were here." Right?
I
still have the center caps that you needed.
I told you to spin back,
and I was like, "Cool." I get there. Riley opens the door. I'm standing here like this.
And
he opens the door. He starts going like this. The door shuts. Neither of us move. Neither of us move or say a word. It just open, shut. Opens the door, and then we have a conversation.
Yeah.
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 That sounds like a standard interaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hooked on CS2 for sure. So that's one thing I got to kick.
How's the DoorDash
been?
That took
over spending? The BeamNG career.
It has. This is because BeamNG career works 20% of the time.
Yeah.
And they keep updating the game. Every time I finally figure it back out and I'm like,
they
yes,
change it?
It's back. They update the game again and it fucks everything.
But 20% of the time, it works 40% of the time.
Yeah. It's fun when it works, but they also don't throw in cool E34s anymore. They also don't throw in cool E34s anymore, and that was 70% of the reason I played the game.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
So you got the 20% with the 40%, and then you bring in the 70%, and the math isn't math. You know what I mean?
Brother, you could just say it works like 5-6% of the time.
Shut up.
What the fuck are we talking about?
The percentage of which the game does work.
Yeah.
Which is very low.
It works 20%
apparently.
Of the time, and 20% of that, it works 40% of the time.
But 40% of that, then, it only works
70%. 70% of that time, it doesn't even really spawn E34, so you're only getting like 25% of that time.
You're only getting like 4 E34s a day.
Exactly. And like 10% of that is like not even good. And then you buy that E34 and like 5% of those parts aren't even really the parts you want. So,
bro, I'm in pain.
I'm trying to do math. Hold on.
Hey,
I'm stuck on 40% of 20%.
That's 8%.
You have like 7 after that.
Hey,
I stopped listening.
Hayden,
in game news, how did the Minecraft lawsuit work out from my episode?
Still hasn't happened.
We still haven't had our court date.
Minecraft
We're waiting for the court
lawsuit?
Date. You don't know about the Minecraft lawsuit?
No,
what?
He hasn't been here.
Listen to the Derek episode to find out.
Yeah.
Dude, I listen to almost nothing anymore. I barely listen to music. I barely listen to podcasts.
I don't really want to go through the whole thing again on the podcast.
No,
it's
just go
cringe.
Listen to the episode.
Okay.
You're going to have to listen. But we are, Hayden's being sued in Minecraft, and I am representing him as his Minecraft lawyer.
Okay, who's suing him?
Luke.
Over.
Bread.
Stolen. allegedly stolen bread. Allegedly stolen bread.
Okay, and we're talking like actual like 3 wheat to a bread, not like hey you stole some
to be
money
fair,
from me.
To be fair, the alleged number is 128 pieces of bread.
So 2 stacks of bread,
yes,
allegedly
two
went missing.
Two little stacks
into your inventory.
Apparently.
So he says.
But
do you have any comments?
Next time to find out how this court case ends up.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I'm innocent.
You heard it here first, folks. He didn't do it.
Wow. He did it, bro. He stole that shit.
He
stole
that
shit.
He ate that shit. He's gone.
I gave some to my lawyer.
Yeah, I actually
that,
got.
That was his cut.
I got
to
a little.
Represent him.
I got a little 60 piece after the lick. I got a little. He gave me the bread.
I was invited to the most fuck-ass Minecraft realm I've ever seen.
Which one?
Oh, God. So, it started. Here's the worst part. It started with a Discord link.
That's how you know it's bad.
It bad.
You join, it's like, no. Nah,
there's
I don't even want to get into it.
There's a government.
Do they have moderators?
Oh, God.
Oh, brother.
They have an entire government system that kind of functions. Not really, though. They have districts, each with their own military.
Is this the Hunger Games?
Oh, dude. It's not far. There's permits that you have to buy to have certain things and do certain things. Like, my buddy had to get a residential permit to live on his farm. And then a basement permit to go underground and do anything. There's taxes, bro. There's taxes in a Minecraft world.
What are you paying the taxes with?
They have their own currency, like, modded in.
That's crazy. We were just going to use kelp renamed as money.
You can grow that shit in
you
the water.
Grow that shit. We was making counterfeits, bro. I stole, like, 60 out of the ocean.
Nah, there's, like, legit currency.
Yeah.
We were, like, trying to figure out how much kelp goes to a diamond. I brought him like 4 stacks of kelp. I was like,
"Oh yeah." The other thing was like, I'm gonna get into a little bit, but right. In the game, we determined that I'm a contractor because I just mostly build shit, and I basically wrote a contract for Riley, and was, I will build you a new office, blah, blah, blah. But as representation, you owe me, or like, it, you know.
As payment.
As him representing me, I get 6 months free representation for this building.
Okay.
And then he has to pay me 128 diamonds on, what was it, 5% compounding interest monthly.
128 month? No, no, no. It's 16 a month.
It's on a 128
128 diamonds on 5% compounding interest.
Yeah, oh, you're saying the interest is monthly, compounding.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
compounding monthly. Yeah.
So it's 16 a month, but that goes up.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you pay it off sooner.
Which I'm trying to. I've been getting kelp out the ocean like crazy.
Thank you for joining us to the Minecraft Personal Finance Hour of the Off the Path podcast. Yeah.
Bros,
so I wrote that all in a contract for him, and then I gave it to him. And he goes, oh, cool. Signs it, doesn't even read it.
Here's the problem.
All right. It's scammed.
Here's the problem. No, 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 no. Listen.
No, you got fucking scared.
And the people already know this because they've heard the Derek pod by now, probably, hopefully. But the thing is, I was putting in work for him as his lawyer, and we're friends. And I thought, you know what? I'm putting in all this work. I had like seven, you know, the books. I had like seven of those sealed, all filled case files. Like I wrote up witness statements. I had evidence. I had an opening statement, a closing statement. I had all this shit.
Like we were taking this shit serious.
I had, it was a counter.
It was a whole ass.
Yeah. We're actually hitting him with a counter suit. So like.
Oh, for defamation?
Yeah, defamation. Yes. And so he's going to give us 100 diamonds by the end of this thing and bread. And so we're hitting him with all this shit. And I'm like putting in the work and I'm like, you know what? I'm not screwing him over. Obviously, we're homies. He's not going to.
Did you ever watch
over.
The Facebook movie?
Apparently, fucking not.
You made a bad business deal as the business head of a company.
Yeah, and apparently in the contract, I don't get any lawyer fees, and I have to pay him for my building.
Still wired in, Mark.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So
genius is what it is,
bro.
No, that's that you also
no,
the
you
judge.
Signed the paper.
We did not bribe the judge. Yet.
We did yet.
Yet.
But what
that shows how much I paid attention during my episode.
Who is the judge?
My Tyler. Buddy Tyler.
you remember Tyler?
Yeah.
You remember
that
Tyler?
That is not a good
He's
idea.
He's the judge, yes.
That is not a good idea.
So listen to this.
It's his realm.
So it's his realm. It's his realm. It's his realm. So listen to this.
Oh no.
Listen to this.
Take the fucking glass.
So
no.
We're talking
right now.
We're talking about this to Tyler about how we prepared our case and we're ready. And so to let Luke know that he needs to get ready, and he's like, you actually have like a case, and I was like, yeah, dude, I got this, I got witness statements, and he's like, witness statements that you like found or witness statements that you fabricated, and I was like, I was about to answer and be like and lie and be like found, and he was like, I don't care.
He's like, I don't give a shit either way.
Yeah.
The glasses aren't coming off because I'm slowly turning into your average Subaru driver. So pretty soon, hood's going up, and then I'm going to take the vape.
Well, that works because you're driving a Subaru home.
Yes, yes, I am.
And you drove a Subaru here.
Yes.
And they're not the same Subaru.
No, not the same Subaru.
Two separate
One of which
Subarus.
Is barely still a Subaru, actually.
I have a problem.
What?
I was looking at Subarus earlier.
No! No!
My boy.
Hayden,
man,
no.
I thought we got over that. You went to rehab.
Okay, Mr. V.
I thought we were doing monthly checks.
I know.
That's
what
fair.
Happened.
That's fair.
Why did you give in?
He's
tweaking. What are you? What are you even tweaking for? What Subarus were you looking at?
Fucking bug eye, right?
No.
No.
Not a bug eye.
No, not a bug eye.
That's crazy.
If I get a bug eye, I'm imported you.
My guy.
If I
fuck VB.
If I get a bug eye, I'm importing one. And no, I was looking at
stink eye hatch.
Yeah, 11 to 14 hatches.
Yeah, that tracks.
Because I really like them, and I'm like,
do I need to send you back to rehab?
Mazda 3, yes. My favorite car.
Do I need to send you back to rehab? What is up, everybody? Another thing that I wanted to tell you guys about real quick is SNR Magazine. Now, we've obviously plugged their stuff a lot. You see them on the set of the podcast, and we've talked about them multiple times. So you should already know what it is by now. But we always got to show them support and love. So make sure you go follow SNR Magazine, and those magazines are dropping soon, so make sure you go buy SNR Magazine. They're the best mags around, And you don't want to miss out. Off the Path is going to have an ad in there, and we've seen it, and it looks super sick. So go follow us in our magazine. Go support the homies. Peace.
Yeah.
I need to send you to rehab to stop fucking interrupting me.
It's never going to happen.
Anyway.
I'll send you to rehab for liking BMW grills.
He interrupted you that time.
That's okay. He doesn't do it that often.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm torn between Project Car 2, Electric Boogaloo. This is like, give or take, 6 to 9 months out when the E46 is done. Or Clean Daily. That's just like wheels, coils, little stuff.
I vote the latter.
Here's my two problems with that. The first thing is that you said the E46 is going to be done in 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
I actually believe that timeline.
Here's the thing. It's
an entirely possible timeline.
It could realistically be done by
it's been
May.
Down
but he's had this car for 2 years and look at it.
It's been down for a year and a half.
The difference is now I'm actually attempting to help him on it. So
yes.
Something is kind of...
That only lasts
like
so long,
to help
though.
This year. I'd like to learn more this year.
Yeah, so. Everybody says that. But.
Riley said that.
I told him,
shown up
I told him I was going to help him, and I didn't. So.
Well, to be fair, I currently am the only one with a car at my house. So the ability to get here isn't always real.
Wait, you know where I live?
Nothing's changed.
Exactly. It's just the reasoning has completely flipped.
You have a bike.
Wait, you don't have a car?
No, I'm the only one with a car at my household.
Because you crashed them all.
No. Okay, so.
Wait, I thought your mom had a car.
Hold on.
What the fuck happened?
Okay, remember the podcast a while ago where I was like, yeah, I'll be good. Hey, I actually need a ride, and I ended up getting rear-ended that day.
Yes.
So that was my dad's car. That got totaled out.
Yes.
Okay.
And you got a new one.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
No.
What happened to the insurance
now,
money?
Insurance didn't pay him enough to pay that off, and he still has not gotten a car because he has his work truck and he can get around and get by with that.
Okay.
And he becomes more of a homebody. He didn't really do much anyway.
Okay.
Cool. My sister drives a Ford.
Okay.
That explains that.
Yes. So that is imploding. Warranty company is fighting her on replacing it because of maintenance records that were missing and are now found, and they denied it when they shouldn't have even asked for the records in the first place due to the issue. So they're still fighting over that after like 2 months.
Okay.
My mom.
Oh, God.
Last running car at the time. Well, besides mine by then.
Yeah.
What's the car?
A Kia Sportage.
I see where this is going.
Yes. Yeah. So the Kia did Kia things, as the Kia owner knows.
And got stolen.
No, not quite. It also
Kia boys.
Cylinder 3 said no more.
That's not a very old Kia either.
No, it's not. It just still happens because it's a Kia.
Hear me out.
To be fair, it's only 2 years newer than mine.
Hear me out.
Stop buying Kias.
That's what I was going to say.
Stop fucking buying Kias.
We're too broke.
Hondas are $500.
My dad
and they last
has too much of an ego for that.
How?
Yeah, how he's buying Kias? Where's the ego?
Dude.
There's no ego in having a Kia.
Don't ask me.
There's no ego in having a Kia.
That's very true. Brandon, have him buy something worse and buy a Mitsubishi from Axio.
No.
From Axio.
Not from Axio. I'd rather have that man who has worked for Grant Peterson before walk into his fucking office and buy a car from him.
A Mirage,
and
perhaps.
I'm not letting that happen. A Mirage hatch? The Mirages are like the deadliest cars in the U.S., bro. No.
They're so much fun.
It's not a Jeep.
They're awesome.
No, like genuinely, like per million miles, there's more deaths in the Mitsubishi Mirages than like
you know why? Because every time they get hit, they go...
They fold in half. Smart has a better rate than that.
Yeah.
Smart.
Smart sells 4 cars and then stopped selling them here.
And they're this big, and they're still safer than the Mirages. Because the Mirages fold like
I think
like
everyone
a
should have a Mirage. I think that all the boys should get Mirages and bomb them up bogus.
I fucking despise the Mirage.
And yeah, we're just going to bomb them up bogus, though.
But if we're going to bomb
them with Yaris's.
Can we do
yeah,
it?
No, but
sorry,
we don't
want to
ruin the Yaris. We don't want to ruin the Yaris. We don't care if we fuck up the Mirage, though.
Exactly.
If you buy a
if you throw a Mirage in a ditch, who the fuck just leave it there?
Then may I offer an alternative suggestion? The Nissan Juke.
No. However, here's the problem.
Juke.
Here's the problem with the Mirage.
Like
the Juke,
I do. That's why I said
see,
no.
He's a little everyone weak. Point and laugh at this man.
Thank you.
Yeah. I can't even laugh at him. It's too bad. I don't want to give the energy.
Gotcha.
Here's the problem with the Mitsubishi Mirage, though. They're 20 fucking grand new.
$18,995 out the door.
Isn't that more expensive than a Versa? Down.
Don't buy a new car.
Yeah, I'd rather have a Versa.
Well, yeah, but like, how are they 20 grand new?
Because shit
costs money. It's a Kia Rio.
Money.
It's worse.
They at least have backup cameras now.
Kinda. Some of that sometimes works that you can't really see out of.
The US
can
you has a backup camera
can you still
due to regulations?
Well, not every car.
Can I still what?
I don't know.
Every passenger car after 2018.
Well, not every passenger car after 2018.
The fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Can you get them in a stick still?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
You can't?
The Mirages? I don't think you
can. I was
going
to say, that's what I grew up with. One of my friends had a Mitsubishi Mirage with a stick.
Dude, I don't know that Mitsubishi still makes a manual.
No. All the Mirages are auto right now.
Gay.
What are we fact checking?
CVTs.
Yes.
What are we fact checking?
If Mitsubishi makes a manual at all anymore.
No, they don't.
That's what I'm saying.
I
don't think they do.
I already asked JR. He's still going to fact check it.
Yes, even though there's two people that have worked at a Mitsubishi dealership.
He's very locked into the fact checking.
As of December 2023, there was still a manual.
They don't anymore.
December 23, though.
Yeah.
In fairness, there's like four cars that still have a manual anymore.
What? The WRX?
Yeah.
So we can go through the whole list, but I don't think the listeners like cars.
This isn't a car podcast, after all.
So let's talk about cars. Anyway, I know the Acura Integra, the BMW M234.
Yeah.
The Civic Type R.
Civic Type R.
The
WRX.
Yeah, the WRX, the BRZ, the GR86, the Supra, the GR Corolla.
The Yaris does.
No.
No?
We don't get a Yaris
anymore. Well, not here.
Right, but in the U.S.
In the
U.S. The Tacoma
then.
Is the only other Toyota.
Really?
Yep.
Porsches?
Porsche, we only have
the
911 now.
The
911. No, the GT3 should still come with one, right?
The GT3 is a 911.
And then the GT4?
They're all...
The Cayman is dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know the
gone.
Cayman died.
As is the
that
Camaro.
That makes me sad, honestly. I knew the Camaro died.
Dude,
the 5.0s.
In 2024, all the car brands were like, what if we took our best-selling cars and just discontinued them?
Yes.
I mean, the Camaro doesn't sell well at all.
It actually
it
sold really
well. It was
pretty
fucking good when they discontinued it.
It was selling less than Mustang, and Mustang doesn't really sell much compared to other Fords. Yeah.
Did you guys hear that GM was the top-selling car brand of 2024?
Yeah. No, I did not. Did you hear that they were actually like 33% reliability in comparison to what they had been?
No.
Everybody,
they went like surprisingly downhill.
Can we talk about how the fuck Subaru got top
reliability above Honda
over Toyota and Lexus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Reliability
that doesn't make any sense.
Reliability is doing weird things these days. I'll tell you what's bringing down Toyota. They can't make a fucking engine without there being shit tons of RTV.
Dude, yeah.
Well, no, that's the Subaru problem. Toyota's problem
well,
is
then why
machining
are,
errors.
Why are the Tacomas and Tundras having the same issue?
That's not RTV, it's machining issues.
Hmm.
Tacomas are having transmission issues with the auto and the manual. Tundras with the V6s were having the machining issue.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Basically metal shavings left over in the engine that probably cool. shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
So
that's
it pulled a Kia.
Anyway.
I actually add metal shavings to my engine when I do oil changes.
Yeah. It's good for it.
It adds grit.
Yeah.
Clean stuff.
You know,
up
some sometimes your engine likes to get rid of it and you just have to give it back, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I filter it out when I drain the oil and I put it back in.
Circle of life, if you will.
Mufasa.
Have you guys seen that movie yet?
I just once saw it last night. It was a great movie.
Was it? I have yet to see it, so good to know.
Spoil it. No, I'm kidding.
Mufasa dies. What?
No.
No, actually not in that movie.
I would hope not, because then we have some explaining to do. We'll be back after this short break.
What's up? We're back from the break. We're hanging around. We're having a good time. We took a little break because we needed a breather.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you on the next one. So, yeah.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, guys. I'm here because I never talk in the actual podcasts. I'm here to tell you about Uncultured. There's some real cool people. They're homies of ours. They designed some really cool shirts and... that's about it, honestly. Go check them out, uncultured.co. Super cool stuff. Buy their stuff.